Hi guys, it's Gerald Porschman here from GeraldPorschman.com. Visual aids can powerfully help the effectiveness of any speech. And you know, many speeches benefit from having objects, images, key quotes, or data presented in a clear and dramatic fashion. The University of Pittsburgh have got some great tips for using visual aids. And one of them is not to obscure the visual aid if at all possible. And traditionally, speakers have the aid to their left. They have their presentation to the left of them. And why that is because where you sit from the audience's perspective, if the presenter is on the left-hand side, that is the logical side of our brain that is grabbing all that data. And the right-hand side of our brain is our more creative side. And so that's where we see all the pictures and the presentation colors that will pop up on the screen. So left for logic and right for creativity. Now, if you are using something like PowerPoint or Keynote or Prezi, while that will be tempting for many speakers, the audience should still be their main focus. You've got to maintain eye contact. You see, when a speaker loses eye contact, they often end up turning their back to the audience. Every speaker should never turn their back on an audience. I know in my presentations, what I tend to do is that I like to introduce the presentation slide before talking about the information. Because if you can give a background on where the information for the visual aid was obtained, it provides the audience with a more resource for understanding the content of the speech. Look, I think a really great tip is that you've got to ensure that whatever slide you put up on your presentation, that it actually supports the message, because consistency between what is being said and what is being seen is crucial to your credibility. Also keep in mind, don't try to allow the visual aid to overwhelm the speech itself. Those slides are not crutches to lean on, but rather lampposts to illuminate. I always like to make sure that everyone can see the slide. If I was to stand at the back of the room and then look at the slide itself, can I read everything that is in that slide? If the font size is too small, if the colors are obscure, people are not going to be able to see you as being a credible speaker. Now, according to a recent research paper from the University of Tennessee, the average adult attention span for a presentation is just 20 minutes. It's always best to keep your presentations short and to the point, but if you must exceed the recommended 20 minutes, try to give your audience a moment to relax. You can prolong attention spans by just giving your audience a rest. The study says that this can be done by telling a story, giving a demo, or doing something else that gives the brain a break. Now, Steve Jobs offers a perfect example, because during a presentation, he would pull up a blank slide, not as a mistake, but as a way for people to relax and to maintain their focus. So no matter whether you're using PowerPoint, Keynote, Prezi, or any other visual aid system, in the end, a great presentation will come down to the speaker's ability to capture the audience's imagination and keep their attention. The presentation and the speaker should work together, meaning that the slides should complement the speaker and the speaker should also complement the slides. The best presenters won't have to look down at their notes and they'll never be reading from a script. Your job is to focus on the key points, and a good speaker can convey information well, and a great speaker will be able to sell the idea. You know, PowerPoint and other competing software programs have simplified the production and display of presentation graphics. However, widespread overuse has marginalized their effectiveness with live audiences. Here's a rule of thumb: less is better. Use a few well-conceived visuals that are memorable rather than many ordinary boring charts or slides. Try to keep the number of words per visual to a minimum. Use headlines only. Better still, use short phrases or single words in bold type that can be seen clearly from the back row. And also use great colors to highlight key points. Wherever possible, use your hand to point to the visuals. Most speakers misuse pointers, especially the retractable types or the laser ones. Have you ever seen a speaker with a retractable pointer who didn't play with it at least once? And finally, when you're through with the visual, cover it up. Don't give the audience something to distract from what you're saying now. Now, here is my final biggest tip for when using visual aids in your presentation. And it's whether you're pitching for a new business idea to investors or describing a new product to customers, you'll want your presentation to reinforce your brand's image. Use the same color schemes, fonts, and logos that you would use on your website or even on your company's literature. There is this assumption of what a PowerPoint is supposed to look like. So don't let that happen to you. Treat the presentation as you would any advertising or marketing campaign. In other words, don't skimp on it. Thanks for listening.